Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Would I lose my credibility with y'all if I said that white sugar was actually good for you on one level? One level only. Actually, the best thing you could do with white sugar, I'm going to give you a couple of things you can do with white sugar. But from a health point of view for the self, if you have diabetic ulcers, pour the white sugar into the ulcer. It will seal it up. Why? Because those cells are starving to death, because with diabetes, you're not having the circulation, which is why you get those foot ulcers, because the blood is not there. So by putting sugar into the ulcer, the cells will multiply, they'll close it up, it'll be hunky-dory. The second thing you can do with the sugar is for elders who have bed sores, mix it with cornstarch, a little bit of water, make a paste, pack the sore. Guess what? You're going to heal up the sore. If you want beautiful skin, and Susan is with me today, Susan Jones, who is, I have to come up with a good way to explain Susan. She's my co-host. She's an author. She does marvelous things. She teaches. She's a motivational speaker. She's beautiful, and she's into beauty. And the thing that I was going to say about sugar, and Susan, maybe you can chime in on this if you've ever heard about this, putting sugar in champagne and using it as a facial. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, I haven't heard of that, but sometimes I use it as an exfoliant on my skin. I'll mix it with my favorite cleanser, and then I rub it gently on my face and other areas of my body, and it's wonderful as an exfoliant, but I would always have sugar in my house because I use it in my hummingbird feeders.
Ah, so. Well, you know, another thing you could do with it in the house is mix it with boric acid if you have roaches and ants, and spread it around where they normally traverse, and that will end up getting rid of them.
And I do that same thing with the boric acid and cayenne pepper.
Ah, cayenne pepper. Now, I think I told you this once before, and I may have mentioned it on one of our segments, that I had an opportunity to be an international smuggler because of cayenne pepper.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I could have done drugs and electronics in and out of Mexico with the help of the Mexican custom officials. Actually, it was a general. Cayenne is fabulous for healing ulcers, and I learned this from Dr. John Christopher, may he rest in peace, that I had the privilege to introduce him, oh, my God, over 30, let's see, my company's 31 years old. I'm going to say 33, 34 years ago, he came to McAllen, Texas, and I introduced him. And during the lecture, one of the things that he said was that you could take a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, mix it in a glass of warm water, and drink that before you go to bed. It will heal peptic and duodenal ulcers overnight. Well, I'm a believer. And so I end up with this client who is the general of customs, which I didn't know at the time, and he tells me what his problem is. I give him the recipe. He comes back the next morning. Miguelito, I am General so-and-so out of Chihuahua. Now, you have to understand, all the rich Mexicans have homes in McAllen, Texas. McAllen, Texas is probably 85% Hispanic, 10% or 15% Anglo. Boy, is my math in good shape. At any rate, I had that opportunity. So, you know, my plane, your plane, in, out, makes no difference. I have friends here in customs, not to worry. So, but I gave up on that opportunity.
Good thing.
It was a good thing.
Yeah. I love cayenne. I have cayenne every day. I have a lemon shot in the morning. I put cayenne and ginger in it. Cayenne pepper jumpstarts the metabolism.
Yep.
You might feel it hot going in and hot going out, but your body begins to get used to it. It really helps boost and strengthen your circulation.
It's fabulous.
It's great for your heart, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. You know, another great thing about cayenne, one of the things that you could do if you live in snow country and you want to go skiing every day, put cayenne in the bottom of your boot, not next to your foot, because you got socks on, and you want to keep the socks on. But keep cayenne in the bottom of your boots. It will keep your feet warm. You'll be able to be out in the cold, from that point of view, all day long. I don't know if you've ever heard that
That's
one.
That's right. No. I used to do that when I would ski. You can also sprinkle a little cayenne in your favorite moisturizer and rub it on, because it's the capsaicin in it. It's an over-the-counter salves for arthritis. You can make your own with cayenne. And if you have a sore joint, you put it right, mix a little cayenne in your, like I like my lavender cream lotion, put it on a sore joint, and it will help it heal quickly.
Absolutely. Well, because the beautiful thing about cayenne, the way that I always learned about cayenne and ginger was cayenne was a carrier and ginger was a packager.
That's right.
And so by adding cayenne to anything, it's always going to be good. And another reason you should always keep it on hand, if you cut, especially in the kitchen, I would keep some, and we do, some in the kitchen, some in the medicine cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
If you cut yourself really bad, and I had, and I don't know how I did this because I'm right-handed, but I was cutting some wood with my circular saw, and I don't know, I guess I had to transfer the saw to my left hand and stuck my right hand underneath and cut my finger, sliced it right open.
Oh, no.
And I have another story, but I immediately threw cayenne on it, and of course, it stops the bleeding.
Yes.
So cayenne is fabulous for coagulation. It will stop the bleeding externally. It will also stop a heart attack because it will equalize blood pressure.
Right.
Very rapidly. So cayenne is a fabulous thing that everybody should have on their thing.
And the more you can spice up the food, the more calories you will burn because it's a thermogenic. So if you want to lose a little or a lot of weight, you take cayenne every day. I take a few capsules of it every day in addition to sprinkling it on foods.
Do you do the hot cayenne or the cool cayenne?
I usually do the hotter. I do the hotter. I actually like hot, spicy food. But it took a while for me to build up to that when I first started doing this decades ago. And by the way, I used to train and learn from John Christopher as well decades ago.
Ah, okay. We go
way back, Michael.
Apparently. Yeah, another wonderful food that I wanted to talk about. And by the way, Susan, if you come up with anything else for cayenne, please jump back in. But another wonderful food I wanted to talk about were onions, which are rich in sulfur, which is fabulous for the immune system.
Well, I'm a big believer in onions, but by the way, if you want to grow hair on the top of your head, you mix cayenne in with vodka or another alcohol, and you rub it on your scalp a couple times a day, and within a few weeks you'll begin to see new hairs coming in. Onions are amazing. You know, I've always say with you, ditch the white stuff, but the exception to avoid white foods rule are onions and garlic. Onions, that's one of the rare foods that help increase your HDL, the good cholesterol. Put a raw onion on a bug bite, a bee sting, and it will instantly take down the inflammation, the burning, the stinging, and the itchiness.
Fabulous.
And asthma people that have asthma, inflammation in the lungs, you should eat lots of raw onions.
And because we're running out of time, the last thing I want to say about onions is don't eat them off of a salad bar. One of the beautiful things about onions, and you all may remember this, when you got sick as a kid, your mom or grandmother cut an onion in half and put it on both sides of the bedstand. Why? Because it draws the bacteria out of the air. Don't eat them on a stand. I'm Michael Schwartz, and this has been The Healthy Self on Radio MD. Stay well.